It's Cougar Sports Saturday.
It's complete and no touchdown!
Cougar Sports Saturday. Saturday. A presentation of KSL Sports.
KSL Sports.
Left wing for three.
He got it again!
BYU Sports Talk by Cougar fans for Cougar fans. Here are your hosts, Mitch Harper and Matt Biamonte. On Utah's legacy home of the Cougars. KSL News Radio, 102.7 FM and 1160 AM.
Welcome back in to Cougar Sports Saturday here on KSL News Radio. Talking a lot of football and a lot of basketball. The Cougs playing their final regular season game later tonight in the Marriott Center as they host Oklahoma State. And to break that game down and talk some BYU hoops with us is a former BYU Cougar himself, Jake Toulson. Jake, it's a pleasure to have you with us today, man.
Well, it's my pleasure, and it's good to see you guys, and I'm excited to talk some hoops today.
Honestly, having you on and seeing you here makes me a little sad that we never got to see you in the tournament. I remember interviewing you when you played there, and that felt like a team that was going to make some noise, and I still can't believe that never happened for you guys.
I know, you and me both. It's fun to look back and see, you know, the run that we went on, the season we had, but, you know, now it's up to the future teams to live vicariously through and see what their tournament experience can be like.
Jake, it feels like yesterday that you were at BYU in that first year with Mark Pope, but yet at the same time, so much has changed in college sports since that season. Do you kind of just marvel at, wow, 4 years, the sport has radically changed. There's NIL, BYU's in the Big 12. Do you just kind of go, man, a lot has changed in these last couple years?
Yeah, it's a whole different landscape now where they're dealing with things that I never even thought about as a player. And I know that, you know, BYU has done a pretty good job, in my opinion, positioning themselves for success in the Big 12, the new NIL era. There's a lot of questions and still, but, you know, it seems like they've figured it out. And there's still a lot of learning on the fly and things change a lot, but they've navigated it pretty well, in my opinion.
Joe Lunardi, the bracketology guy, has BYU as a 5 seed right now. I don't think any BYU fan saw BYU being a 5 seed their first year in the Big 12. Why do you think this team has exceeded everyone's expectations up to this point?
That's a good question. And honestly, I'm sitting here being honest, I wouldn't have predicted that either preseason, you know, but it's just a credit to Coach Pope and his program, the type of guys that he has, that locker room. I mean, we've talked about how, you know, Coach Pope puts a lot of emphasis on that locker room. And the guys have just bought in. And I think there was what were the expectations going into the year? I think it was, okay, it's the Big 12. It's going to be a little bit of an adjustment period, maybe, you know, some growing pains and all this, but they never bought into any of that. They're like, okay, you know, there's no expectations. Let's go out there and just kind of blaze our own trail and see what we're made of. And so it's a different dynamic in the Big 12. You know, the game the other night, it's not must win or our resume is ruined. It's just, hey, this is an opportunity to learn about ourselves going into March. So it's a completely different game they're playing in the Big 12. And they've figured it out every step of the way.
What is it about Coach Pope that gets so much out of players and molds personalities together to really kind of buy into something greater than oneself?
Yeah. I mean, Coach Pope won a national championship in college. Like, he's played at the highest level. It's not like he's making any of this stuff up. He knows what good teams need to do. And he can teach his players, his staff. They all have that same mentality. And I think he does a great job of relating to players, giving them a ton of confidence, giving them so much freedom to be themselves, but also at the same time, putting them in positions to succeed and giving them the opportunity to make mistakes and to grow and to become better. He has that, you know, growth mindset that it takes to be successful in this world.
I won't lie, Jake. I was a little concerned at the Iowa State loss. Just look, I was impressed that they competed, but at the end of the game, so many turnovers, not getting good shots, and that has been a consistent theme in some of their losses, unable to get the offense going.
Yeah.
Do I need to be concerned about that going into the tournament? Because I don't feel like there's going to be a lot of blowouts. There's a lot of close games ahead. Do I need to be concerned about their late game execution?
I wouldn't say you need to be concerned, but don't be surprised when that's what it comes down to in the tournament, because it's always going to come down to executing late in the game. Every team has earned a chance to be there in March. Everyone's punched their ticket. There's no bad team. So it's going to come down to that late game execution. And I think Iowa State, we were the better team for the majority of the night. And it stings knowing that, you know, we execute a little bit better on a couple possessions, take care of the ball, get a shot at least, get to the free throw line or something. But I think, like I mentioned earlier, it's going to come down to that in the Big 12 tournament in March, in the NCAA tournament. And what a great opportunity it was for that team to go through that late in the season and then learn from it. It's you can learn from victory. You can learn from things going really well. You can still learn from it, but you can, in my opinion, you can learn a lot more from adversity and from failure than you can from that. And I know that, you know, whoever's pointing the finger at whoever, those people are going to answer the bell. Dallin's going to be, you know, better for it. And I think that that's just what's going to sharpen us to be playing our best ball in March.
Talking with former BYU basketball star Jake Toulson here on KSL News Radio. Your team at BYU under Coach Mark Pope was number one in three-point shooting in college basketball. This team is kind of connected to the three-point shot in terms of national narrative, but it feels like there's a lot of differences in terms of the style and the offense. Am I off on that, Jake? Like, what do you feel are some of the biggest differences between your team stylistically, offensively, and compared to this year's squad?
Yeah. Well, there's a few key differences. I mean, personnel is always changing. So I think Coach Pope does a really good job. And Coach Feger deserves a ton of credit too for understanding what personnel they have and how they can put those guys in position to succeed. I can't lie. I sit here and watch this year's team and see how well they play together and wish we could have ran some more of that action. Those zooms, those away screens, those pin downs, the dribble handoffs with playing with Ali and finding all the late cutters and wide open threes. Like, in my opinion, that's the greatest way to play basketball. But the difference is personnel. You know, we had a guy like Yoli that's 20 and 10 on any given night. We wanted to give him as many opportunities to, you know, be impactful. And then TJ, you know, is so dynamic and he can make so many plays with the ball in his hands. And then, you know, myself and Barcelo and Zach and Dalt and, you know, we had a unique group, and I think Coach Pope did a good job managing that. But in his first year, he kind of, you know, had us on a little bit more of a leash in terms of he was heavy play calling. We were calling a set almost every time down the floor. And this year, it's just all about freedom. These guys are playing. They're making reads in real time. Obviously, you know, after a timeout or side out of bounds or underneath out of bounds, coach has drawn something up. But for the most part, they're playing, and they've done a great job of teaching them what reads to make, how to cut, how to finish your cuts. How, you know, it's a nightmare for these opposing teams to try and guard this, and it's fun to watch as a fan.
Which player has had the most surprising success in your eyes this year? Someone that maybe you didn't have much expectation for that's just exceeded what you thought they could do this season?
Yeah, I think every player has earned their role on the team. And I think everyone has played at a high level. I didn't know much about Ali coming into the year. You know, he came from the portal and wasn't healthy all summer. We were there last summer playing pickup and I didn't get to see him at all. So Ali is so fun to watch. He's so smart. And he's really, you know, gives us the ability to play the way that we do, because of how smart he is and how creative he is with the ball. I think Richie Saunders has taken a huge step. Like, this guy, you know, plays so hard. He's all over the place. He impacts winning in every category. Richie has definitely been someone I've you know, had fun watching this year. And then Dallin, I think too, has taken that step. I love seeing the progress from his freshman year to this year, and you know, leading this team into the Big 12. And that doesn't mean that everyone else hasn't made a great impression, but those three in particular have really stood out.
Dallin had that iconic shot over Hunter Dickinson in Lawrence to help BYU get that win in Fog Allen. Now, I got to ask, Jake, which win's bigger, BYU taking down Kansas or your team beating number two Gonzaga, which was a heck of a Gonzaga team? And you guys not only won, but you pretty much handled them and pulled away. Which one's bigger? You're a BYU guy, but you're on that BYU team in 2020.
Yeah, you know, I'm going to let the fans decide that one. Both were just amazing games. I think the context leading up to the Gonzaga game, where it's, you know, kind of the last go around for that group, a lot of seniors, senior night, and then kind of in hindsight, what happened after that now kind of makes it more special to me, just because that was one of our last chances to lace them up together. And beating a really good team. So I think that's my answer. But going on the road to Lawrence, Fog Allen, and beating a team like that in the way that we did, you know, when Coach Pope got teed up, I was like, this is either going to go one of two ways. The wheels are going to fall off and we're going to lose by, you know, 10 plus, or we're going to come back and win this game. And I think that was a very calculated move by Pope to just give his guys a little bit more juice to go, you know, fight for that win. And oh, it was awesome to watch.
A few more moments here with Jake Toulson. What do you think this team needs to do to win some games in the NCAA tournament? If you had to pick one or two aspects of the game, what do they have to do well to get a couple tournament wins?
I think, you know, we've the regular season is a great opportunity to learn about your team. We've faced a lot of different situations. We've had to come back, you know, from double digit deficits like TCU. We've been on the road at Texas Tech and blew a lead, and, you know, the one with Iowa State, and we've been through a lot of different situations, and we've learned and we've grown. And I think in March, it's going to come down to, you know, rebounding, playing defense, executing. But I think we need to just be who we are. A lot of times it depends on matchups and seeding and, you know, where you're playing the game. But all that stuff, it really just comes down to, can we be who we are and do the things that we do best? Obviously, taking care of the ball and rebounding are going to be, you know, the number one and two most important things to Coach Pope and his staff. But making shots, having that confidence, having that mojo, I think Iowa State, as hurtful as it was to kind of let that one slip away, I hope that the team has just unlimited swagger and confidence right now, knowing that they can beat anyone in the country. They were on the road against a top five team that's undefeated at home, and a couple of just, you know, mental and you know, execution errors, and we're there. So we should have that confidence. And I think just letting it all out on the court, I like our chances against anyone.
It's going to be a fun few weeks ahead, and it was a pleasure talking with you, Jake. And just kind of get Cougar fans up to speed how life's been treating you. You've had the professional basketball overseas. Just maybe how Cougar fans can support you in anything you're doing right now.
Yeah, so, you know, after college, played for a couple years, you know, dealt with a few injuries, and my family was growing, and we were living in Germany, and really wanted to just have no regrets. And, you know, it was my dream my whole life to, you know, play professional basketball. And I had so many amazing opportunities to do that, see so many cool places, travel the world. And I think at this point in my life, it just kind of made sense to move on. I'm lucky that I got to experience that. And the thing that I wanted most about it was just, I wanted to give everything I had to the game. I wanted to empty the tank, and, you know, I was able to do that. And there's always a time and a place to move on. And, you know, my family means a lot to me, and I wanted to put us all in a position that we could be growing and thriving. And, you know, so that's where I'm at. We live here in Utah. We're in Vineyard.
Hey, shout out Vineyard. Let's go.
Come on now. Yeah. So, you know, life is good, and I'm really enjoying this phase of my life where I can just be a fan. Coach Pope does a great job of making sure that I'm good. Anything that I need, he's always checking in on me. It's fun to go to the games, to be close to the program. And I'm looking forward to this run in March just about as much as anyone is. So, you know, life is good.
Hey, well, if we get the Salt Lake seed line, we'll have to have you in studio or in arena doing some previews or something, because it's, like you said, it's going to be a fun ride with this team.
Absolutely.
All right, there you go, Jake Toulson. Good stuff. We'll take the break, and we'll have more BYU basketball coming your way after this.